Well, it's Friday, September 17th, and I thought I'd do an update on boosters and breakthroughs ahead of the FDA meeting to decide whether they're going to recommend boosters for Pfizer for all of the cases who have received two shots of the Pfizer vaccine, and with I believe the second shot being at least 6 months ago. This is likely to be somewhat controversial, and it's a little unclear. There's pretty strong data supporting boosters for those 60 and over. The data is not as abundant or compelling at this time for those under 60, and I believe the application is to do all age groups that have been approved even on an emergency use for the Pfizer vaccine. This story really goes back to the days before July when the CDC indicated that those who were fully vaccinated no longer needed to wear masks under various settings. This really led to different stores changing their signs from mask required to mask highly recommended for unvaccinated customers. Unfortunately, this led to virtually everybody removing masks. Those who had not been vaccinated could easily just remove the mask because there was no way to check whether they had been vaccinated, and they were reluctantly wearing masks anyway. The situation kind of changed shortly after the 4th of July when there was a cluster of cases in Massachusetts. And there were apparently several different groups, but I believe the largest one was scheduled for an outdoor event on the 4th of July weekend. And due to inclement weather, went inside and subsequently led to a large number of COVID cases, which included those who were vaccinated. Massachusetts had one of the highest vaccination rates, and about three quarters of the cases that were identified shortly after the 4th of July were vaccinated cases. The CDC ended up publishing an MMWR detailing that the vast majority of the cases were the Delta variant, and the level of virus in the positive cases was similar to unvaccinated. So Delta can have up to 100,000 times as much virus, and that was found in some of these vaccinated cases. And then the CDC changed their recommendations and to wearing a mask regardless of vaccination status. But the cat was out of the bag as far as compliance with that recommendation, and it took some time for levels to of mask usage to approach what they were before the announcement. And in some cases, it's still very little mask usage. But Israel ended up running into problems with the Delta variant that it was spreading even among the vaccinated population, and they ended up using boosters, approving boosters for anyone who was 60 and over. I believe actually they were 50 and older, and had been at least 5 months since the second shot. That had a fairly dramatic effect on reducing severe cases, and they subsequently expanded it to their entire population. And this week they published a paper in New England Journal of Medicine showing the dramatic effect this had, that those who did not receive the booster were something like 11 times more likely to become infected. And those who didn't get the booster were 20 times more likely to end up in the hospital. And so I think that this study was mostly on the older population because it was 50 and over, maybe even 60, who were the first ones to get the booster. And the FDA's concern is that there really isn't enough data for those under 60, I think, is the number they're using. And therefore, there may be some restrictions on the recommendation they make after today's presentation by Pfizer. It seems that it's pretty clear that the booster works on the older population. There's really no reason to think it doesn't work on the younger population. The younger population is showing up at the hospital in increasing numbers, in part because of the high level of viruses associated with the Delta strain. And I would expect FDA approval, and it's still a little bit unclear whether they're going to limit the approval to 60 and over, or they'll grant it to the entire population, which is the Pfizer request in the application.